Here on Moose Mornings, we actually have a guest this morning, James from War Amps. So, James, can you tell us a little bit about yourself as well as War Amps?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, my name is James. I've been working with the War Amps now for over 10 years. And I actually grew up in their child amputee program. So I'm a left arm below the elbow amputee that benefited from their child amputee program growing up. And I started working with them as an adult. So it sort of come full circle for me. And a little bit about the War Amps, in case people are wondering what the War Amps are or what they do. We support amputees across the country. So the War Amps, we're over 100 years old now. We've been really part of the Canadian fabric over the last 100 years. It was the First World War amputee veterans returning home in 1918 that started the War Amps of Canada to sort of help support themselves. And it wasn't long after that. Of course, we all know that there was another World War, Second World War, and many, many more wounded veterans returned home, and they were taken, you know, under the wing of the First World War amputee veterans. And that's where our association's philosophy really started to develop of amputees helping amputees. So it's been, 100 years of a long-standing tradition of amputees helping amputees. And it wasn't soon after that that the Second World War amputee veterans started the Key Tag Service, which is why we're talking to you today.
Mm-hmm. And it's a big anniversary for it as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So this year we're marking the 75th anniversary of our War Amps Key Tag Service. And the theme for this year's service, the Key Tag Service, is you are a part of what we do. And that is really just marking, it's really just paying tribute, actually, to the public for helping making it such a success over the last 75 years. We really do owe it all to the very generous Canadians that have, you know, donated a few dollars to our Key Tag Service, which goes to fund all of our programs for amputees. But in case people are wondering, you know, what the Key Tag Service is and how it works, what we do is we mail out our little key tags across the country. And so particularly in the Timmins area, they'll be delivered over the next little while, all across Northern Ontario, actually, over the next week or two. Everyone should have them in their hands. And when you receive them in the mailbox, there's two tags. And how they work is you would just attach them to your keychain. They're activated. They're ready to go. You don't need to call and activate or go online to activate. They're activated to your name and address as soon as you receive them in the mail. And there's a 9-digit confidential number on each tag that's linked to your name and address. And if you were ever to lose your keys wherever you are, the person who finds them can just drop them in any mailbox, or better yet, they can call the 1-800 number on the back, and we send a bonded courier to pick up the keys, and we'll identify whose keys they are and deliver them back to the person that lost them. And like I said, that's a service we've been offering for the last 75 years, so a free lost key return service. And since then, we've returned more than 1.5 million sets of keys.
Which is an insane amount, but it's also just an ingenious idea because, honestly, who hasn't lost their keys before?
Yeah, it really is. And you know what? It's those war amputee veterans. It's those war vets from the First and Second World War that, being servicemen, they wanted to give a service back to Canadians at the same time try and raise funds for their own programs and their own rehabilitation and whatnot. And it really worked. And people obviously supported our veterans and still do. And it was a really very genius idea. And you can thank those guys. I know I do every day.
So earlier you talked a little bit about being a child, a part of the War Amps program. Can you tell us a little bit about that as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So first and foremost, the child amputee program in itself is an amazing program that we put on for child amputees across the country. And what it pretty much does is provide financial assistance for artificial limbs that can be quite expensive. So financial and emotional assistance as well through our regional CHAMP seminars. But I was born missing my left arm below the elbow. And of course, my mom and dad had no experience with amputation. They really had no idea, you know, what to do. But the doctors told them, you know, there's this amazing program in Canada called the Child Amputee Program that's offered by the War Amps of Canada. So I enrolled, and my parents attended, you know, our first regional child amputee seminar, and I was only 6 months old, so it was more for my parents meeting other amputees and other families and, you know, learning about amputation and having an amputee child. And as soon as I grew up to the program, it was more about me and meeting other amputees and learning about my amputation and how to take care of it and, you know, what's out there for artificial limbs and advancement. And it's just been, you know, it's been like a family, and it's really been a huge support system in my life, just for my independence and my confidence. And not only that, but financially, it's just amazing what, you know, what the War Amps offer. They provide not only myself, but kids across the country to have artificial limbs. So literally a leg to stand on and an arm to grab with. They're quite expensive. They're more expensive than people think. I know the arm that I use right now is worth about $25,000. So it's, and that's the lower end of things. So
wow.
they're quite expensive. And so for a lot of our families across the country, it almost wouldn't be possible. You know what I mean? Where there isn't any government programs or private insurance, you know, some provinces have no private government programs at all that pay for artificial limbs or prosthetics. And so it really is, it's huge what the War Amps is doing for these families across the country.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, donating means a lot for a lot of these people in the program, of course.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know that a lot of people wonder, well, if it's a free lost key return service, you know, how are you making any, you know, how do you make any money off that? And well, how it goes is, so for the War Amps, we don't receive any government grants. That's something that should probably be said too. So all the donations we receive through the Key Tag service pretty much solely go to fund our programs for amputees. And how it works is really just, like I said, the generosity of Canadians, the ones that know the good work we do, the value in the work that we do might donate a few dollars. And then, of course, the people that are using our service and have their keys returned to them. So they lose them one day and then they get it back, and you know, a package from the War Amps, they're pretty happy. So they might donate a few dollars. And that is really how we generate most of our donations. And like I said, we don't receive any government grants, and I'm very proud to say that we spend less than 10% on administration, so we're incredibly efficient with the money that we do have. More than 90 cents on the dollar goes to the cause, which is nice to hear, I'm sure.
Yes, of course, with any charity or any program. Where can people go to find more information and to donate?
They can head to waramps.ca. And that's another great point, is that if over the next week or two, if you're checking your mailbox and you don't receive a War Amps key tag in your mail, you can always go to our website and order your free set at any time. So it's waramps.ca, and you can order your free key tags, or you can donate a few dollars. And again, everything is much appreciated. And, you know, thanks to Canadians, you are a part of what we do, just like it says in our theme for our key tag service this year.
Perfect. Well, thanks so much for joining me today.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.